You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Vav, and we are holding on Daf Vav Amud Aleph on the fourth line. So we just learned that there was a mimer that had been said over, despite our entire discussion about Shkitas Kosi, when it's mutter, that it's mutter, there's a chere mundim agaban, whether you need yotv nichnas, or whether it's actually you need somebody to literally stand there, and if you can rely on giving a piece to him and is eating it. After all of that, we ended up with a quote of Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, who quoted Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapporet, it was a takan of Rabbi Gamliel of Beit Dino, to aser shkitat kuti. We never explained why that would be, what would be the makor of the iser. Today the Gemara wants to go a little bit into the history of the story of the gezerot on the kutim, which will continue for a while. We're going to get off of the topic a little bit. So we begin with the question on the fourth line, my time agazru b'hu rabbanan. What indeed was the basis of this gezerah? Well, there was once a story of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that Rabbi Meir sent him shadre latir chavre bekutoi, told him to buy wine from Kutim. He's about to walk into the wine shop. Ashkeche Ahusaba, and he finds this mysterious old man, which does or suggests is always Leon Ovi, although he can't always, because there's places where Richard Bayochai blew up the old man, so it doesn't. But in any event, where it's possible that it's an Eliyahu Novi, we assume it's Eliyahu Novi. And he gives him a cryptic message. And the cryptic message is a quote from a pasuk in Mishlei, V'samta sakin beloecha im ba'al nefesh ata. Put a knife there, right there between your cheeks. Make sure none of this stuff gets into your mouth if you are a man who cares. So anyway, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar wasn't about to walk in after that. So he goes back and he says over what happened to Rabbi Meir. Salach, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, v'siper devarim lifnei Rabbi Meir, and after Rabbi Meir, that story, gazar aleimu was gezer. But what, lemais, I mean, you don't make a gezerah because of a story. I mean, what was it that story ended up catalyzing? My time on Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, d'mut yonah, matzula and barosh har grizim shayov d'imotah. They found that there were some of the Kutim that had retained an ancient form of worship that they had, which was that they worshipped the head of a Yonah. And Tosfos springs from the Medrash that this was the Avedis Kerchobim that Yaakov Avinu had put Tachat Eilah B'Shem when they all went up after the Mice of Shem. So he had, and this, of course, we find later on, after the Knesset La'aretz, the same issue comes up in Shechem, and they have to be Makabal on themselves to be Asiro Elohe Anechar, which is what Yaakov Avinu told them. The Kutim attached themselves to those primitive worships that they had captured. And because of that, even though it wasn't a rove, this was Rabbi Meir Lashitato. Rabbi Meir Lataimei is Chayesh Lemiyuta. He believes that you cannot ignore a miyut. You can't ignore a miyut. Obviously, we're not going to make a gzeira the rova to the miyut because there's no reason for us to be chayish over here at all that anything's wrong. It's only once you have a chashash and I'm a sikinini surah based on a miyut. But since he holds that a miyut is a meaningful quantity, because of that, he was gezer even on the rova. But it's a specific gzeira. So, gazaruba otu miyuta. Rabbi Gamliel, who beit dino, apparently held with like Rabbi Meir. What is the pasuk but Pashtu talking about? It's a very strange pasuk. Put a knife between your cheeks if you care. What is it really talking about? Well, really, the pasuk has to be seen together with the first pasuk before it, and it's the first two pasukim in the parak. And then you will see that the Pashtu dekra is referring to a Talmid who is Yoshev lifnei Rav. It's giving instructions for how a Talmud should continue to explore his learning with the Rav that he's chosen. And that is the Tani Rebbe Chia. The pasuk begins, Ki teshev lilchom et Moshe. When you're beginning to get into fights with the one who's Moshel Batorah. So obviously, all learning is through fighting. That's the beautiful remez the Nefesh HaChayim brings from Have Mit Avak Ba'afar Raglayim, which means wrestle and get all dirty. So when you're there and you're about to start the fight with the Gadol Batorah, who is the Moshel Batorah, be careful to bin, and then to bin et ha-shelofanecha. V'samta sakin bloecha bal nefeshata. And that means as follows. Im yodet Talmid Barabo. If after experience with this Rebbe, the Talmud sees that he can rely on him to speak to him intelligently, says yodea larzir lo tam, then kitesha v'chomet Moshel, bin. Then ask your questions and use your questions to get answers. But im lav, if you've noted that you get dumb answers all the time, tavin et asher lefanecha, then for heaven's sake, stop barking up the wrong tree. Understand what's in front of you. And v'samtas hakin b'lo'echa, then just shut up, put a knife in front of your mouth, because all you're going to do is you're going to embarrass him. What's the point? He doesn't know what he's talking about, so pretend as you're ready. Now, im bal nefesh atan, if you care about life, then get away from this guy, proshe menu, and go find yourself somebody and give you some answers. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, Shadri Rabbi Abahu, and later on Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, Rabbi Abahu, to bring the wine from Beit Kutayim. This time, once again, an old man appears, Ashke Yahu Sava, and he says, Lut kan shomrei Torah. There are no shomrei Torah in this place. Well, certainly, and he went back and told Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu went in turn and set over the mice to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, who were the ones that were in charge of the Beitim. And they didn't wait a minute until they were gazing on them to have a full din of goyim. Now, what exactly does that mean? Full din of goyim. Lemai. Ilashkita v'ayin desech. I mean, is it about the sugyas we've been discussing? That it's a chashash of Aved Azara, and therefore we can't eat their shechita. We have to be chayish to throw Aved Azara with the wine. I mean, this was an older gezerah. We just said that they, all the way back there, the Rebbe Meir, and we had Rebbe Gamliel, and what are we talking about Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi for? This happened ages ago. And they were already geyser on those specific issues. That was the Dmut Yonah that they found in Har Gerizim. Why did we need another gezerah? Yes, but just because someone makes a gezerah doesn't mean people take on the gezerah. Inu gazur v'lo kiblu minai, which is similar to what kiblu minai lo kiblu minai that we discussed earlier. Were they mekabel the gezerah? No. So that generation were not mekabel the gezerah. It was very, very difficult to tear away from the tzibur as a whole from the kutin, because they were very much part of the commerce of the generation, and people were not able to be aimed in that gezerah. Later on, when anyway there had been a lot of political slippage from the kutim, at that point they were able to be makab of the gezerah. But as Rashi says, it's not that the later door was greater than the earlier door, it's just that it became a time in which it was politically expedient already to break off from them. Anyway, when you say they're ovdei kochavim, what exactly do you mean? So my ovdei kochavim, since it can't mean what we said here, because that would be enough to say ovdei kochavim. If you add in the word ovdei kochavim gimurim, so then you're trying to say something beyond that original gezerah. What was the gimurim for any and all purposes, not only legabe yayin nesach and eating their shechita? What could that be? Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, it's about eruvim. There's a special din about someone who didn't make an eruv with other people, thereby wrecking the entire chatzar, because not nobody who lives in that chatzar can carry. So the din is that if he's Jewish, he is able, as long as at least b'faresis b'shaver Shabbos, so he's able to be mevatel his rishus on the spot with any need for kinyanim or buying and selling and so on, to enable sort of an ex post facto eruv. Okay, never mind. My house is now yours. He said, okay, if I stay in there. So then it becomes one rishos, so then he doesn't need an error. So it's lagabi that sugya, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Levatel rishut, v'litein rishut. Uchidatanya. a Yisrael, even if he's a mummer, if he's at least mishamer Shabbato b'shut publicly, ishamer Shabbos, he can still be mevatel reshut v'noten reshut. Once he's already mechal Shabbos b'farhesti, then he gets a din of a goy, and she'ino mishamer Shabbato b'shut, eino mevatel reshut v'noten reshut. At that point, he cannot. And the rule being, mipnei she'amru Yisrael noten reshut mevatel reshut. Now that should, up until that time, that would have included the kutim. But because they were Mishamer Shabbat, the Ovid Kochavim, they would have to actually rent the house from them with an official, like for Pesach, an official sale. Then it would have a din, like otherwise you can't be somewhere going to change in the middle and say, okay. So then the Goy would have been different than the Kutim. Came along the Gezerah, which was later of Rabbani of Rabasi, and said that it's not enough that we don't want to eat their Shrita. But we can't even allow them to be the equivalent of a Yisrael Mummer and an Ovid Kochavim Achi Yiskar. Ketzad, what exactly would you do without a Kenyan? The guy can just say, Rushuti Knuya Lecha, Rushuti Mevutalat Lecha. That itself is a Kenyan. Obviously it's not a real Kenyan for other things, but the Rabbanan accepted that, like I did the Rabbanan of Eruv. And he's Kona, and you don't need to do even a Kenyan Sudah. So Eino Tzarich Lezakot. That is something that's only good for a Yisrael. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Asi, Iklu Lepundike Dai. Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Asi got together and came to the Dai Inn. Aita Lekavi Beitzima Metzumakot Bayayin, and they brought eggs that were then mixed in wine. It was a nice dish, instead of just simple egg salad, an egg salad with wine flavoring. We'll see in a moment why this relates to our previous sugya, about Behemtan Shel Tzadikim, which we got into because of the question that Rabbi Zera raised as to whether they would have accepted the Gezerah on the Kutim, but which in reality, as we'll see, is a very fundamental sugya in Masechet Chulin for the obvious and profound reason of determining the interrelationship between Adamu Ve'ema, which started before that. So actually, if you look at the broader context of all of this, the whole Masechet is about the relationship of humans and animals. Obviously, we're going to get into the issue of Behemtan Shel Tzadikim, for heaven's sake. It's not some throw-out line that we're going to throw in here. But anyway, having raised that circuit, let's take a look at what happened with Rabbi Zera himself in a location where he needed once again to wonder, whoops, what just happened? So anyway, he, Rabbi Zera, and his friend Rabasi both come to the same inn and sit down for breakfast. Now, Rabbi Zera refused to eat, and Rabbi Asi went to town and was enjoying himself with this delicious egg wine, exactly, and he eats it. Now, in those days, people didn't run over and say, wait, don't eat that, there's a shayla on the kashrus. Afterwards, he asked them, well, how come you ate it? You're not chayish l'taruvas demai. I mean, what if they mixed it with wine? They're amaratzim. What if the wine wasn't meisert? So how come you ate it? Oh, my love, I thought so. You know, I didn't think of that.
Well,
yeah, they were. Of course, it was a kosher hotel, but I'm all right. So Rabbi Zera says to himself, what? After Gazra, Taruvah's Demai, is it possible that there would have been an Isser of Taruvah's Demai, and it would have worked out that Rabbi Asi should end up eating Isser? Umistaya milta, the Rabbi Asi, Lamecha, Lissura. It's not possible. We're going to see more about this, what it's referring to, Behemtan Shel Tzadikim, later. But in any event, it must be that what he did was okay. Not because the food was okay, because that wouldn't matter if he wasn't supposed to do it, but because there's no gezerah of taruvus on demai, only if you buy the actual produce, not if you buy a dish. So he figured that must be the case, and he went out to bring a raya that indeed that's the case. Dak, he was medayik ve'eshkach, and he found indeed a clear-cut Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Tanan, but the halacha, the truth is it isn't really a Mishnah, but very often we use the word on Tosefta's Tanan, as we do on a Mishnah, because it's b'chubra along with the Mishnah is a Pirish, so we don't necessarily have to change. Very often they change and say, and they say say the Tanya, but as many of the Mefarshim show, the word Tanan is really not exclusively, you know, people think so, it isn't exclusively Mishnayos. In this case, it happens to be, it's an extension of the Mishnah in the Tosefta. Halokeach Yain. So somebody buys pure wine, and he wants to use this wine to mix Lateka Tocha Murias. He wants to fix this fish juice with it. So fish brine was a dip together with wine. Or he wants to put it into an aluntit, which was this kind of a health drink that they had. But it means it wasn't going to be had directly. It would be mixed. Kar shinim, which is an animal feed, lasot mehem tchinem, he was going to make tchina with it. Adashim, lasot mehem resisim, which is also a type of cereal. In all of these cases, since he bought it before it was mixed, he's chayav mishum demai. And for sure, if he knows it wasn't meisur, obviously he has to meisur. Ein tzarich lishum mishum vadai. But if he actually buys the aluntit, or the murias, or the resisin that were already made, then he doesn't have to worry about it. Hein atzman mutarin. Why? Mipnei shein tarovet. Because the rabbonim apparently weren't kosher on the tarovet. And they were saying it on the OU, you know, it's a trof, it's okay. And in those days, they hadn't discovered that you can't eat kosher things. So it was considered to be okay. Because the halacha said it was okay. Anyway, ask the Gemara, outrageous. Ask the Gemara, v'lo gazru al ta'arovet t'mai. Are you saying there was no takana against eating t'mai even in a mixture? V'otanya, anotein l'shchein. Remember that t'mai is an example of the very sugya that we're having here. Demai itself means something that you buy from an Amoret, that you have no reason to think that he didn't take off Trumas and Maaser from. As a matter of fact, Rov Amoretz are Maaser. And yet the Chachamim were Geyser, because of the Miut, they were Geyser, that you should take her off again. Now that's called Demai. Demai, what is this? As opposed to Vadai, where we know that it wasn't Maaser, or as opposed to Suffolk, even for that matter, where we have no information, so that we found something, we don't know if most of the people in the area are Amei Aretz, or if they've been Afghan, or whatever the case would be. There's certainly a difference between Vadai, Suffolk, and Demai. Demai is Mikrat and doesn't need Bechlal to have Maisa taken, except that it's a Gitakana Drabonan. We create a new type of Maisa called Demai. That Gezerah wasn't made on the Tarovas, so it's not as if first it was also. And now we're figuring out whether it should be kosher in the mixture. They never asked the mixture in the first place. Asks the Gemara, they never asked the mixture, and what do you do with this price? V'atanya, ha-noten l'shchenato isa la'afot, u'kidera la'vashel, eno choshesh l'sa'or v'tavlin shabab. Man, they give over, they used to have neighbors that would do the baking. So not every house had an oven. This was until very recently, actually. Not every house had an oven. You would bring it to a place where they would complete the baking process, put it into the oven, and you'd collect it from them later. If you gave the ingredients, you don't have to worry about the sa'or in it, whether it was mice or not, because you know the ingredients. And we don't have to be chayshish, they switch the ingredients on. Or tablin, and you knew that they were kosher. There's no chashash, not because of shviyas, not because of meiser. If he says to the neighbor, you bake it out of your own stuff and I'll pay you, then of course he has to be chashash v'sar v'tavlin shabbat v'shum shviyas u'mishum meiser. Now why is that? What it is that he's going to be eating in the end is a tarovas. He had the yisa. So it's only going to be a mixture of these various spices and so on. So why does, and the sar, why does he have to worry about that? That's only a mixture. Well, that's different. Shani Hata, once you tell her you make it from your own stuff, then that's equivalent of having the stuff and mixing it with your own hands. What we're talking about is where you walk into a bakery and it's already made. That's a different issue. But if you say, make it for me, and you make the order, that it should be done. It's like giving a shliach real demai and telling him to make it with real demai. That's like buying the demai. So that is certainly going to be chum chayim. Raf Ramama, that's not the reason. The reason is that this is a specifically that Sa'or V'Tavlin case. And Sa'or V'Tavlin are always more chamur. Because remember that Sa'or V'Tavlin are detectable in an Isa, even in tiny amounts. Because of the impact to create the chimutz of the Isa, the leavening agent, or the taste agent, We're always more makbid on leavening agents and tasting agents. So therefore, in this case, they held it wasn't batel, and there were geyser on it. But normally, for just another ingredient, like the wine, we're talking about taste, we're talking about tavlin taste. It's something that is made for spicing, so it's a special space taste agent, not that it happens to have a taste. This is a unique case. Wine and eggs is not exerim demai. So shiny serve a tavlin, the taima of it, they're made to be detected, and taima lobato. But anyway, we're not worried about her switching it on you. That was clear, right? Ask the Gemara, wait a minute, but that part isn't true. You're saying you don't have to worry about switching. Only afterwards she's going to use her own ingredients. And you told her to make it from your own. But the truth is, l'chalufe l'chashina, you're saying we do not have a problem with switching. And you gave it ingredients, and you have to worry she didn't use your ingredients. Maybe your ingredients were more valuable. She stole your ingredients and she substituted a cheaper ingredient. How do you know? Apparently here it says you're not chayish. But in the Mishnah it says, v'hatnan, does it not say beferish in the Mishnah in Demai? If you give your mother-in-law something to make for you, you have to take off meiser of the ingredients that you give her, because you're not allowed to give somebody something that they're going to eat that's not kosher, and she's definitely going to steal it. And when you get it back from her, you're going to have to take meiser again, because she probably took those ingredients, so much for mother-in-laws, she probably took those ingredients and substituted other ingredients. Mipnei shechashuda michalefet ha-michalkel. Because since she's such a kind woman, if there's anything that is not in top condition and it's after the expiry date, she takes the lousy one and gives you the good one. So Mimela, you have to be afraid that she's going to switch it on you. Well, exactly, says the commandment. That's the point, isn't it? We're not chayish, your neighbor's going to do that for you. It's only your loving mother-in-law is going to do that for you. So Hatakiritanya Taima, over there, it's just what it says. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, that's why Amikalkel Rotsa Yibitakanat Bita. Look, she doesn't want to get into a fight with her son-in-law. When he walks in and brings the stuff, she goes, you jerk, you're bringing me stuff that's been off the shelves for 2 weeks because you pay 10% less. I'm not making nothing for you like this. That she's not going to say. So instead, she quietly exchanges it, pays extra, and she buys good stuff. This her, she's Rotsa Yibitakanat Bita. She wants to make her daughter have the best food. On the other hand, she's bosha michatana. She's not going to tell him. But in a normal case, you don't have to worry about people switching on you. So if you give it to your neighbor to make the bread, she'll use your ingredients. Ask the Gemara, really now? Gula alma lokashin, and in general, we don't have to worry about switching? V'atnan, does it not furthermore say in the Mishnah in Demai? Hanotein lepundakit. If somebody gives, he's got his own pundakit. A pundakit would be where a yeshiva bacher, let's say, he rents a room in a house, and she was called the pundakit. And if he gives her food to make for him, this yeshiva bacher, he has to maaser chenotema, let chenotelimena. Same reason. Because shechashuda machlefet, we're afraid she's going to switch the food on you. Now, over there, it's not a mother-in-law. Yes, but the pundakit really sort of falls in love with the bacher after a while, you know. So, hatam nami, she says to herself, ay, the poor bacher, bar berav lecho kamima, let him eat the fresh stuff. Va'ana echo karira, and I'll eat the old stuff. Tosfos says, no, that ain't what happened. This is a question. The stupid yeshiva bacher should eat the fresh stuff and I should eat the old stuff. Like, heck, I'll switch it on him. So, okay, but I mean, it's not just he has rayas from the nature of the lashon moria. We'll see, it's always moreheta. I didn't know anything about it. I'm sure I called it even more wrong. Es the Gemara b'lach lufe lo chashina, but indeed in a neutral case. Do we not have to be chayish? Vatanya. Eshet chaver tochenet im eshet ha-ma'aretz bizman shehi t'meya avalo bizman shehi t'ora. So we would have a problem if an eshet chaver is working for an ha-ma'aretz. She's moving the grinding what do you call it? The grinder, the hand grinder. What do they call it? The large grinders. Not a mortar, maybe. Rechayim. So she's grinding, and if the Eshet Chaver herself is Tamea, this is how Rashi understands, then she is used to not touching the food. So Bemela, because she doesn't want to be Tamea. Bemela, we don't have a chashash that the Ama Aretz, who is working with Tvua that is Osir, because it is Demai, because she's an Ama Aretz, it's her own husband's stuff. So we're not afraid in that case that she may hand her son to eat and without thinking she'll put it in her mouth. Like this, she won't put anything in her mouth because she's used to it. She's a Nina. She doesn't touch food. They won't put it in her mouth. So therefore, if she's Tamea, so then she's okay. Avalob is Banshi Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar on there. No, not true. It's one thing not to stick your own hand into something and eat it because you remember. But if somebody else gives it to you, you'll pop it into your mouth. And therefore, af bizman she tmeya lo titchon, she shouldn't be working with her. B'nei shechaverta notenet la, the ochelet. What if the Eshet Hamaretz hands it over to her, not that she takes it herself? So now, how could the woman take her own stuff, which doesn't belong to her, belongs to her husband, those were the old days, and take a piece and give it to her friend, if that's straight out stealing? So if she's ready to steal, hashta migzal gozla, you think she's going to think twice about switching to get it better? She's ready to steal from her own husband. So chilufimi boy, Amar Rav Yosef. That's because also she's got an excuse. You see, she says, Muria v'amra, tura midishe ka'acha. Look, even a shore is supposed to be allowed to eat when it's working. I mean, so he has to feed us anyway. So therefore, she doesn't see it as stealing. But to be machlef, she would see it as stealing. Now, that was Rashi's approach. Tosfos learns it differently as to who was the one that was Tmeya and whose Tvua was it that was actually going to be ground over here. And we're talking about the Tvua of the Eshes Chomer. So Bizman Shi Tmeya means Bizman that the Eshes Amaoret considers herself to be Tmeya, because then she won't touch. But not Bizman that she considers herself Tahora. We, of course, consider always to be Tamea because she's Eshes Amaoret. But since she considers herself to be Tahora, she's not going to be careful not to touch the Tvua, and she'll be Metami. It comes on Rav Shimon ben Elazar and says, even if she's Machzekes herself as a Tamea, the Eshet Amaoret is friendly with other Amaoret. And another Eshet Amaoret, who is her friend, may take something out of the pile and hand it to her, which shows that people will actually steal. It's not even hers. Never comes to say that. Well, she figures that even the Chover is Chayev because it's a shore that's doing the work. She's not going to be less than a shore. That's how he understands the Gemara. This is because there's some serious problems over here, among which are the fact that an Eshet Chover is not supposed to be Bechlal Tochenet with the Eshet Amaretz, because she's ending up being Metame. She's being Misayea Lidei Ovrei Avero, will be Metame and not do the Trumas of Maestros correctly. Because of that, he doesn't see how we could learn that she would be Muteret to do it with her. In any event, what's important for our sugya is that we don't have any indication over here that there's a problem of the Khalifa of Maestros. Hayed Rabbi Yeshua min Zarus, and this is continuing on with the same sugya about Behemtan Shel Tzadikim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Zarus, who was the son of Rabbi Meir's father-in-law, was made that he, and he was made this in front of Rabbi, that he saw Rabbi Meir, that he was Sha'ochal Allah Shel Yerek Bebeit Shah. Rabbi Meir ate a leaf of vegetables, so he ate a piece of lettuce in Beit Shah. And he didn't take off any ma'aser. On that basis, he tir Rebbe at Beit Shan Kulal Yado. Rebbe said it's clear that Rebbe Meir holds that Beit Shan is not part of Eretz Yisrael and isn't chayav in Trumas and Ma'aseres. Even though the ma'aser, we know that they did take off Trumas and Ma'aseres in places that were heavily Jewish populated, that was only in Trumas and Ma'aseres that in Eretz Yisrael would have been diraita. A piece of lettuce is never chayav. Midiraita, because what is Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar? That's Chayav. Masar Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzarecha, as opposed to a leaf of lettuce, Allah Shal Yerek, that they weren't going to be Geyser, where the Yikr Din is only a drop on it. So Mamela must be that Rabbi Meir held There was no chiyuv in Beit Shan. Based on that, Rebbe Paskin, that you don't have to take from the vegetables in Beit Shan. There's no need of taking off trips and mitzvahs. Now this led to a great deal of political pressure, and Shas immediately came out against it, and they all came running. Chibru alav echav beit aviv amru lo makom shavotecha veavot avotecha nagobu yisur atatin ogbo heter. What's going on over here? The atarali yoshna, and you're coming to be matir new things. Dorash lehen mikrazet. So, he said, how do you understand this pasuk? Says by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, speaking of this week's parsha. So we had a nachash hanechoshet that Moshe Rabbeinu made. Whatever ended up in the goral of that poor nachash nechoshet, Chizkiyahu got hold of it and ground it up to bits. Why was that? Because after the death of Moshe, they were worshipping this thing, and they started believing it had magical curative powers. So it must be some type of avodah zara, classic. The whole thing was v'chinochash b'miyit v'nochash b'chayet, and Ella to teach me that as long as you mistake of popping mala, and they said no, adarabba, this must be an avodah zara. So if that's the case, he figures, all right, so let's go grind it up. So he did. Ki ad hayamim ha'ema, until his days, hayu b'nei Yisrael mekatrin lo vayikra lo nechushtan. Oh, great Nehushtan, I have been bitten by a snake. Now I ask you, says Rebbe, Efsher ba asa v'lo biaro. There were a number of very serious revolutionary kings that went out to destroy any type of vestige of Avodah Zarah. Asa came along. He destroys all of the Avodah Zarah, but figures that the Nefesh HaNechoshet could get away with murder, huh? Yoshafat comes along, burns every avodah zara, v'lo biaro. Now I ask you, halo kol avodah zara shebaolam, asav Yoshafat biarum, comes along little Chizkiyahu at the end of the line of the kings. He's got it all figured out. Big shot Chizkiyahu. Ella, you see that's not a cheshbon. The way to look at life is, makom inichu lo avotav litgader bo. A generation does not complete all the work there is to do on this planet. There's always room for a new generation to come and to make a name for itself. And comes along Chizkiyahu with Zofar. So you're saying, until now, nobody figured out that Beit Shan doesn't have to take off Meisr. I figured it out. What's so bad? Afani makom inichu le'avotai litkader bo. Just because avotai ve'avot avotai wouldn't have done this doesn't mean it's wrong. It means they didn't think about it. Therefore, stop complaining. Yes, sir. Historical edition.
Right next to Beit Shan is ancient Rehov, which also, not just from the time of Tanakh, but also had a kehila in the time of the Mishnah. And there is found the earliest remains in the writing of the Mishnah is the Brice of Tchumim. Why is the Brice of Tchumim there? Because people were coming from the Yarden, going this way, going that way. This way they could chazer over and know, but the look has to choose. It's like almost the size of this room on the floor of the shul.
Fantastic time again.
Well, Beit Shan is in Barney, his neighborhood. It's in his neighborhood.
You're going to say it.
And the truth is, of course, that this is very, very relevant. We're very grateful to Rabbaniya. Because Lamaisa, the entire issue around here, is, as we're going to see, revolves around the question of Tchumim. It turns out that Beit Shan is directly on the edge, and we'll see that there was a difference, of course, between the original Tchum B'Shatai Aliyah from Eretz Mitzrayim, where Beit Shan is meant to be part of Eretz Yisrael, indeed was Nichbash with Eretz Yisrael, but as we discussed yesterday in the Shir, the Kibush was over. When the Kibush was over, the Biyashniya could have been Mekadesh Beit Shan, but for some reason wasn't, and we're going to get to that as to what the logic is behind all of this. I mean, people were living in Beit Shan, why would Beit Shan not be Kodesh? Anyway, from here we learn a very important yisod. Don't throw around the line Mokom Sha'avotecha Ve'avot Avotecha. That's never a taina. So from here we learn Mikad Netalmid Chacham Shamar Dvar Halacha. Somebody says something and you believe that he's an idiot. He obviously didn't understand what he had heard or what he had seen. From here we learn she'in mezichinato. We don't, we're going to be darshing each one of these lashonas that Mezichin is from the Lashon of push away, separate from. Some say, we don't tell him, nah, let go, this is ridiculous, throw it out. Some say the Lashon is a mazchichinoto, to say that he's a balgaiva and he doesn't think correctly, and he thinks he's hot stuff and wants to run around saying chedushin. And that's the lesson that we derive from here. Now, the different Lashonos, Vandal and Mezichin, chose that Lashon kidichtiva lo yizach hachoshen ala efod. Mandomi maznichin dichtiva lo yiznach leolam Hashem. To let things go. Don't tell them, let this go. This is ridiculous. Mandomi maznichin is a Lashon of gaiva. It's not mish rabu zichuchei halev. Rabu bachloket be Yisrael. All issues, of course, of yesterday's shir. Rashi says, bakam inicho avotin mit gaderbo. Anyway, it's exactly our sugya that Dr. Shana Chosha is beautiful. Anyway, so what does this have to do with our sugya? Watch what happens. Comes along Yehuda Breit Rav Shimon ben Pazi, and he says, how can you say that Beit Shan isn't part of Eretz Yisrael? It's a beferish pasuk. So they didn't get rid of the indigenous population, but they turned it into a tribute playing area, which means that they were Kavish it.
Who's they?
Who's they? Who's Menashe? You want the names of the Shevet? It says right here in the passage. We just read Lohorish Menashe at Beit Shan. It was in the Chelik of Menashe. So apparently it's a preferish apostle, and you're coming along and telling me that Beit Shan is not from Eretz Yisrael. It says more obviously. He forgot an extremely important shmua that was brought all the way from the times of Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, that Harbe Krachim Kavshuma Olei Mitzrayim, and many towns that were part of the original kivush, and that was Bato when the Golos came into effect. V'lo Kavshuma Olei Bavel, and the Olei Bavel were not kovish. Because they held Kasavre Kedusha, Vishadi Kedusha, Vashayta, Velokichal, Latilavo. The original Kedusha is not necessary, is not there any longer. And it's not necessary for us to be Remakadish it, because if we're Remakadish it now, then we're going to have to keep Shemitah there. And if we keep Shemitah there, there's not going to be any Peres for Aniyim after the Gzeres HaSvichin. How much food are they going to get? So therefore, like this, people will be taking off Trumas and Maisus and all the various and Peya and Shikra and so on. So Kadesh is Bechualiyam Aniyim B'Shvi'it. They Bedafka left these areas out so that the periphery would have lots of food.
So it's Chayav.
So therefore, wasn't Chayav. They Bedafka didn't give it Kedushat Ha'aretz.
So today it's not Chayav and Shemitah, but it is Chayav.
In Bnei Rabbanan. Remember what we just said, that Midrabonan, Dagan, Tirosh, Yitzhar, that they continued to give even Midrabonan in Mokom of Yishuv. My time ago, Zubarabonan, Kyadr, Shimon Ben Elazar, Shadi, Rabbi Meir, Lati Echam, Rabbi Bekutoi, Ashkeche Ahu Saba, Marlahem, Visam Tosakin, Beloy, Achaim, Bal Nefeshata, Halach, Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar, Rezi, Peridor, Rabbi Meir, Vigazar, Alehem, by time Amr ibn Nachman Yitzchak Dmut Yonah Matzulahem Barosh Har Grizim Shayu of Dimota Rabbi Meir Latame De Chayish Lemiuta Vegaza Ruba Atomiuta Gamliya Lubitino Namik Rabbi Meir Svilu Pashti De Krabba Maiktiv Betalmina Yoshev Lifnei Rabo Latani Rabbi Chia Ki Teshev Lechomet Moshel Bin Tavin Et Asher Levanecha Vesamta Sakin Beloecha Im Baal Nefesh Ata. This means Im yodei atalmid berabo shiyodei alav zilot ha'ambin. Vim lav, tavin et asher lefanecha. And what is it? Don't embarrass the guy. Samta sakin beloecha. Im bal nefesh ata. And you need to know. Find yourself somebody else. Proshedei. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, shadi Rabbi Avuhu, lati echam rebekotai, ashkiche yahu sabo amar lei, Let kan shomrei Torah. Halach Rabbi Yitzchak b'zipper dvarim lefnei Rabbi Abahu. Halach Rabbi Abahu zipper dvarim lefnei Rabbi Abahu. Lo zozo mishamach shasum of dekochavim gemurim.
Lamai. Ila Shita Miyai Nesach and Neata Kazuburabana. True. But Inu goes below Kibluminaya. Otterbami Vrabasikazuli Kibluminaya. And what's the meaning of Gimurim? Mayavde Kochavim Gimurim. Omra Nakma Yitzhak, this is the Gabi Erumin. Levatel Rashut Vilitain Rashut Kiritanya. Yisrael, even a mummer, as long as he mishamer Shabbato b'shut, can be mevatel reshut v'notein reshut. She'enu mishamer Shabbato b'shut, genu mevatel reshut v'notein reshut. B'pnei she'amru, Yisrael noten reshut mevatel reshut b'avet kochavim, ad she'yizkor. Ketzad, how do you do this without needing to be so careful for Yisrael? Omar reshuti k'nui elecha, reshuti mevatel atlecha. Kana, and you don't even need to be zocher with a kinyan sudder. Rabbi Zera Bavasi Iklo Lapundika Dai. Aitala Kami Beitzim Amatsumakot Bayain. Rabbi Zera Lochal Rabasi Achal. Amala Rabbi Zera Bavasi. How come you ate that? Lochayesh Mala Tarovet Mai. Amala Oi Lavadatai. Omer Rabbi Zera to himself, Efshe Gozra Tarovet Mai. Mistaya Milta. The Rabasi should have eaten Mechali Surah. Hash the Ben Tanshot Sadiki Menakadosh Borhu Mevitakala Yadan. He went out to discover that indeed there's also Shkizera. Nofak, Rabbi Zera, Dok Veshkach, Titania, Halokea, Riayin, Potato Tocha Murias, Olotocha Aluntit, or Karshinin Lasot Bem Techinin, or Adashin Lasot Bem Resisin, Chayav Mishum Dumai, the Inzarich Lomar Mishum Vadai. But if you buy the finished product, Hein Atzman Mutarin. Yeah, but that's because Kivan de Karmala Asili Mishalechi, it's as if he bought pure demai and then mixed it biyadayin. Rafram Amar, no, it's because this is a special case. Or and Tavlin are specifically not bottle ever, and therefore Ruchamach for them here, do a time of it. Time is low bottle. But wait, what about the other problem? How do you know that there was no chalifin of what he had given? Lechalufe lo chashinan. Votana lo ten lechamoto maser. Okay, that's the point. Machlefta mitkalkel is hotem kiritanya time and omre b'yira rotzahi b'takanat bita. She doesn't want to get into a fight with katana. So she just under the scenes, she goes and gets better stuff. And what? Na'ama lo chashina. It's only mother-in-law's not. Vatnan, hanotein la pundekit shelo, maaser shenotein la, vetshenotel emena, vedei shechashuda machlefet. Adam nami muria v'amra, barbe rav lecho chamima, I, poor mother, ana echo karira. Or, what are you, out of your minds? Barbe rav lecho chamima, ana echo karira? Like heck. Ulechaluf elo cheshina? Vatanya eshet chavrat ochenet imeshet amaretz, Bizman shiit mea, avolo bizman shiit Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, av bizman shiit mea lo titchon. Bebnei shechavarta, notenet lavo chelet. How can she be notenet lavo chelet? According to Rashi, from her husband's things. What kind of ganeva is that? Stealing from her husband? Hey, things were different. They had no entitlement in those days. But the way Tosfos is learning, is it is a reference to a friend of hers that will take the Jewish stuff and hand it to her. That is really a surprise. Hashta migzal gozla, chilufe mi boy. Amrav Yosef, hatam nami muria v'amra, tura mi disheka ochi. Heyid Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz ben Chamiv shal Rabbi Meir lifnei Rabbi, al Rabbi Meir shachal Allah shal Yerek bebeit Shan, and based on that he tir Rabbi et Beit Shan kula ayadon. How could you? Malcolm Shavotecha Bevotavotecha Nagubu Aisur. You come along atatinogvater. Dorashla mikrozeh. Vechitet nachash anachoshet. Asher asa Moshe Ki ad hayamim ha'im ha'yu Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael mekatrin lo vayikro lo nechushtan. Ask yourselves, efshir ba'asa v'lo bi'aro, ba'yehoshafat v'lo bi'aro, halo kol avodah zarah sheba'olam, asa v'yehoshafat bi'arum, elo makom inichu lo avotav litkader bo, afani makom inichu lo avotay litkader bo. Mikan letamid kacham shamar dvar halakha, שאם מזיכין אותו, ואמר לה, אם מזמיכין אותו, ואמר לה, אם מזכיכין אותו, מה אני אומר, מזיכין כתיב לא יזך החושה, מה אני אומר, אם מזניכין כתיב לא יזנח לעולם השם, ומה אני אומר, מזכיכין לתנן, מי שרבו זכוכי הלב, רבו מחלוקת בישראל. מה תקף לו רבי ידברי דרב שבן פסי, ומי היגל, מה אני אומר, בית שן לב מארץ ישראלי, הכתיב לא הוריש בן אשת בית שן ואת בנותיה, ואת הענך ואת בנותיה. Obviously, שתמית את היד, יאמר רבי שמעון בן יוקים, משום רבי אלעזר בן, יאמר משום רבי אלעזר בן פדות, שמר משום רבי אלעזר בן שמוע, הרבה כרכים כבשו עולי מצרים, ולא כבשו עולי בבל on purpose, וזה בקידוש הראשון נגיד שלו שעתה, ולא קידשה לעתיד לבוא, והניחו כדי שיסמכו על הימנים בשביעית. Omar le Rabbi Yirmila Rabbi Zera, I don't get what the big proof is. I mean, Rabbi Meir only ate a piece of lettuce after all. Omar le, yeah, but he took it out of Aguda Ka'achud. It's on Yerikan, God made Shiyagay. Okay, but it's a piece of lettuce. I mean, maybe he wasn't paying attention with Dilma Lava Dati. Ashtabe emtan shot tzadiki ben akadosh baruch hu, maybe takalau yadan tzadiki natsman, local shikin.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy.
Okay, we were holding on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and the last thing that we learned was that there was a takana that even Rabbi Zera was willing to accept that was said over from Yaakov Bar Idi, that it was a gzera of the against Shkitas Kusi, and that took place in the time of the later Rabbi Gamliel. At least that's the Rabbi Gamliel based. You know, that's how Rashi learns talking about the son. So today we're up to the fourth line. It seems to me that it's accepted that there was such a gzera. So now we want to know umay taima gazrupahu rabbanan. Why and avav amid alav? Why was the rabbanan gezer against kutzim when we saw that mitzah hasvara there was a basis to accept their shkita of Yisrael? Amid agabov, or even if we could test them to see whether they would eat from the meat. Well, there was once a mice where Rabbi Meir sent Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar to buy some wine from a kuti who was dealing in wine. Ashkichei Ahusaba, a certain old man, which Tosfos learns, at least brings from many say that where it says that Lashon, it's a reference to Eliyahu Hanavi, a certain old man. Omar lay, and he told him, "V'samto sakin b'lo'acha in ba'al nefesh ata. You had best put a knife up against your jaws if you care about your soul." That's a frightening message to get.
What does it mean?
It means you better not drink. So, halak Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Reb Shimon ben Elazar didn't think it was a good idea to buy that wine. You know, he went back and told the Sipher Dvarim Lifnei Rabbi Meir. He told over the story to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir Gazara Layem, Rabbi Meir Asered the wine. Obviously, that's not very much of a reason to Asser the wine, because an old man tells you. So, my time on what's the reason? Ramnath Bar Yitzchak, well, obviously, they researched it. If this might have happened, Rabbi Meir went to find out, so what's the problem? And they found the Dmut Yonah Matzulah and Barosh Hargrizim Shahayu Avdimotah, They found that there was an Avodah Zarah in the shape of a Yonah, and they would worship that Avodah Zarah, in which case it was a din of a Shmitas Omed Kechogin Omed. And maybe his dots were for Avodah Zarah. We've taken the gentleman's seat, but today why don't you sit over here where I can make sure you stay up and make sure you don't leave early. So what's the difference? I mean, it doesn't mean that all of the kutim were benavke had a machshava of Avodah Kechavim. This is Rabbi Meir Lataimi. Rabbi Meir Lataimi is going according to his sheet of the Chayish Lebiyuta. He is always chayish for a miut. Since he was chayish for a miut, he held that it was roi to make a gezerah and to answer it mikra din, not as a suffix. So he gave them a din, because to him a miut is important. So even in a case where we know that a particular kuti is definitely not of it kuchavi, but he made a gezerah, gozar ruba otu miuta, he made a gezerah that answered even those that are innocent, but already as a klal, he felt it was roi to keep away from them. Rabbi Gamliel obeydino namik Rabbi Meir sphere lahu. And the Bez and Rabbi Gamliel follow Rabbi Meir Shita, that were Chayesh Lebiyuta. Again, Chayesh Lebiyuta itself is not a gezerah. Chayesh Lebiyuta wouldn't necessarily answer him. If you know that a certain person is okay, you're not going to be Chayesh Lebiyuta. What does that have to do with it? There's no suffix. Chayesh Lebiyuta is only where you have a suffix. But the gezerah, of course, is a gezerah that would now be chal no matter what. It's not dependent any longer on a suffix. Now, the pashtus of this pasuk, I mean, the old man meets him and says, V'santa sakin v'lo echad ba'al nefesh atam. So clearly over there it's a reference to making sure that you keep the Yetzer Hara for this wine away. So the war in this case, the pasuk goes, Ki teshev lilchom et moshel. Which means the parts we're talking about someone who is lochem et moshel. He's sitting there and he is going to eat at a king. So the pasuk is telling him, you better know how to behave. Don't sit there and eat like a slob and so on. Just act in a very formal way, be very careful with etiquette and so on. We're darshaning this to mean, if you're sitting and you're fighting against the Yetzer Hara as Moshe, then put a sack in Beloacha to make sure that you're not Nifshal. But what's the pashtus of the pasuk? Now, obviously, when the Gemara is asking what's the pashtus of the pasuk, it does not mean what's the pashtus of the pasuk the way we normally refer to pshat. Because the way we normally refer to pshat, it says what it's saying. I mean, what it means that because this is from Mishle. This is a very important nekuda. In Mishle, there is no pshat, because Mishle is presented as a metaphor. So when we're asking what's the pshat, we don't mean what is the metaphor, we mean what is the meaning of the metaphor, what is it referring to. So there's the simple meaning, which would normally be the meaning of pshat, that we find all over in the Torah. Obviously, if somebody is presenting to you a fable, then the pshat of the fable, when I ask you, so what does that fable mean? You don't repeat the meaning of the words. You tell me what the reference was in the fable. And over here we have a third level, which is not the primary meaning of the metaphor, which is namely that it's a reference to the Yetzer Hara. That's called already three levels down, correct? When we're asking what the pshat is, we mean what's the second level down. But we're not asking what the first is, because that's evident. But again, this is only true in Sefer Mishlei, because that's what it is. It's Mishalim. So it wasn't meant to be taken just meaning what it says. In other words, if you would come to the pasuk of Lifnei Yiver Lo Titein Michshol, so over there you would say the pshat is, don't put a stumbling block in front of the blind. It's you who want to insist that that's also a drasha, that anything that a person could fall over in some spiritual way is also got a stumbling block, and his inability to note that is blindness. But in Mishle, if that pasuk would occur, that's Lifnei Yiver Lo Titein Michshol, and I would ask, what's the parshat of meaning of that pasuk? The parshat of meaning of the pasuk would be, don't put a stumbling block, meaning a spiritual problem in front of, or something even they're not spiritual, but something that a person would lose money on, but something that could hurt someone who is blind to the fact that he might be hurt, that would be the pashtus. Then we would need a third level down if you want to go ahead and do a drush. Okay? I think this is a very question for you. So this was the question of Gabi Shira Shiri. Is there a, when we talk about the pshat level on Shira Shiri, people get very confused. Because when they say there is no pshat, obviously it doesn't mean there is no pshat level. The love story is the pshat level. However, on the level that the Gemara is asking, pashtei dekra, the love story is meant as a mashal. So now we're asking, so what is the first reference of the mashal? And that becomes the pshat. That doesn't mean that if you're doing a literal translation of Mishlei that you wouldn't present the mashal. You would certainly wouldn't go to present the nimshal the way art school does. Because you're not gonna talk about making love as Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're gonna talk about making love. Then the reference would be Yitzias Mitzrayim. Correct? Okay, so the Gemara here is accepting three levels of interpretation. So now what is that second level? Pashti the Grubba Maichtit? The Talmid HaYoshev Lifnei Rabbo. The meaning of sitting in front of the king is a Talmud who's sitting in front of his Rab, and he's about to eat, meaning he's learning Torah. So it says, therefore, Ki Teshev Lil, the Tori Rebbe here, Ki Teshev Lil Chomet Moshe Bin Tavinat Asher Lepanecha V'Sam Tzakin V'Lo'acha Im Baal Nefesh Atah. Meaning, Ki Teshev Lil Chomet Moshe, you're sitting to eat the bread of the one who's Moshe the Torah. Bin, first figure out, so bin means first figure out, meaning, is this guy know what he's talking about or not? If the Talmud recognizes that his Rav understands well what he's teaching him and can answer his questions, then fine, bin, then ask those questions. But in Rav, if you see that the teacher is an idiot or can't keep up with you, then be intelligent and understand that this is not the guy to ask. Because all you're going to do is embarrass him. The Santa Sakin Beluach, and put a knife in front of your mouth to make sure that you don't talk, to show up, that you can outshow this person. And then when it continues on, Imbal Nefeshata, that's now the next clause. Imbal Nefeshata. If you're someone who cares about his soul and needs answers, find another rabbi. So Proshemena, get away from him. This Tosafot says is really a reference to Proshemena. It doesn't say Proshemena in the Pasuk. But the continuation is Al Tilcham Lechem Ra'ayin Va'al Titav L'Matamotav Kmo Shar B'Nafshol. So Al Titav L'Matamotav is a reference to don't eat. In other words, if somebody doesn't really have what to give you, don't accept the cloth. The Al Titav is now going back to don't even desire to learn from someone that you can't trust knows what he's talking about. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef Shadim Rabbi Abula Siyachami Bekutai. Now this is generations later. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef, already the time of the Amoraim, he sends his Talmud Rabbi Abu to buy wine from the Kutim. Now, I don't know what happened to that Takana. I mean, Lechori not allowed to buy wine from the Kutim. We'll talk about that. And Ashche Usaba, again, he bumps into an old man. And this time the old man says, Leskan Shomrei Torah. People around here don't keep Torah. So Halach Rabbi Yitzchak v'sipet dvarim lefnei Rabbi Abu. Rabbi Yitzchak went, said over to Rabbi Abu the story. Halach Rabbi Abu v'sipet dvarim lefnei Rabbami v'Rabasi. He told over the story to Rabbami and Rabasi v'lo zazu misham ad she'asa'um ovdei kochavim gimurim. And he made them complete goyim. We'll see what that means in a moment. So lamai. When you say made them complete goyim, what do you mean? He was shvita v'ayim nesach. I mean, what did they, he said that you can't eat from their shvita, that if they touch wine, it's called Sanyena. Me'asim does Uber Abona. We know that there was already there from the time of Rabbi Meir, and then again, the Bezdin of Rabbi Gamliel. Okay, true. But the thing is, that Inu goes of a low kid, Luminayo. As we know, it doesn't do any good to make a gzera unless people accept your gzera. It's all very nice for Bezdin to make a gzera, but Bezdin can't force a gzera on people. They can only make the gzera, and then we see whether people accept this gzera, and after a year passes, we go around, we make a poll, and we see whether the gzera was accepted by people as being reasonable. What happened is that at the time of Rabbi Meir's gzera, people did not take it seriously, nor did they take seriously the gzera of Rabbi Gamliel. However, comes along now, Rabbanim and Rabasi, Gozru, the Kibluminai. They made this Gezerah, and at that point, people were Mekabel, the Gezerah. Now, the question is, what was going on over here? It could simply be a matter of economics. In other words, people, not that sometimes it's a Gezerah She'enat Sibu Yechol Alam Modbo, which means that they simply can't tolerate it, so it wasn't acceptable. And afterwards, anyway, as we know, the generations get firmer and firmer as we go, so they were able to be Mekabel the Gezerah. However, some of the Rishonim are Mazbo like this. The original Gezerah, the region wasn't accepted, was because they didn't pass them like Rebbe Meir. In other words, they don't hold that you have to be Chai Shlemiyus. If you're not Chai Shlemiyus, there's no reason to take a Miyus seriously enough to base a Gezerah on that Miyus. Again, we're talking about a Gezerah based on the Miyus, not talking about the din of Chai Shlemiyus. What happened is, if you notice, the old man said something completely different to the fourth generation people over here. He said, Ein kan shomrei Torah. And that's not the same thing as something wrong. Somebody who cares about his soul. That's not the same issue. Clearly what had happened, therefore, I believe the Ramban makes this view, is that in the interim, it was no longer a Miyaz. Unless kan shomrei Torah. You're buying from people who basically do not keep mitzvahs. Now that certainly wasn't true at the time of Rebbe Meir. He was just telling him, listen, if you're a Baal Nefesh and you are Chai Shlemiyut, you better find out what's going on over here. But in the later generations, it was already that the Hitpashtut of Avodat Kochavim between the Kutim was greater. And at this point, it was a Gezerah that should have been made, even if you hold Ein Chayshin and Lemiyut. Fine, and that's a very reasonable interpretation of what happened. And it's well based on the words of Ahu Saba. Now, the question is, when you say, Ovdei Kochavim Gemurim, what do you mean? My Ovdei Kochavim Gemurim. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak, what we mean is, in terms of the din of Eruvin, Levatel Reshut Velitain Reshut. Look at it, Tanya. Yisrael Mumar, Mishamer Shabbato Beshuk, Mevatel Reshut Venotain Reshut. Let's say that somebody was part of the ownership in a courtyard, did not participate in making an Eruv. And now nobody is able to carry into the courtyard because one of the people didn't join an Eruv. If that person comes and he says, you know, I don't care about my Rishos, you can go ahead and use it. No problem. I'm a Vater on it. So then that person becomes now a bottle to the other people that are there. And his Rishos is extensions of their own. And if they have an Eruv, so then that's fine. Then everybody else is allowed to carry there. But this is only if he's a Yisroel. He could just say that. But if he's a non-Jew, then you have to actually go through a formal acquisition of that Rishos. B'pnei amru, Yisrael noten Rishot and Mevatel Rishot. But in Ovei Kochavim, you'd have to actually make a contract to do schirut, and then that way you don't have to worry about carrying it on Shabbos. Achi Yisko. Ketzar, what do we mean by this Bevat or Rishut? It's enough if Omar lo, Rishuti knuya lecha, Rishuti mevutelet lecha. Kana, the word itself in this case would be the kinyan legabi Eruvin, of course. Veinot tzarich lezakot, doesn't need to be any act of formalizing that kinyan. Now, you'll notice that this is the only case that the Gemara offers. The obvious answer would have been, when you say, Lagabe, what do you mean that they're going to Gemur? The obvious answer would have been to say, even Lakula. The Goyim Gemurim, that if they went ahead and were Makadosh and Isha, you don't have to be Chayish Lakidushin. The fact that the Gemara searches for something that should be Goyim Gemurim Lakumra, that you have to be Chayish Lakidushin, is mashma that they are not Goyim Gemurim literally, which is the point that the Gemara is asking. What's interesting is that there's a machlokas in the poskim about whether that's the case, or whether the Gemara is simply looking for, so what type of issues that we wouldn't have thought of do you include? There's even a taz, which leads to an incredible sum so far, which is why I'm bringing it up. Is that if you learn that a goyim gemurim, you don't have to be chayish for their kedushin and so on, then the question is, if you hold lamaisa, we saw that we're going according to shitas that believe that kusim magere enes, meaning that they subsequently were magayer, how in the world can you take a Jew and turn him into a guy? Okay, and this leads to the Chassam Sofer's famous tshuva that it is possible for Klal Yisrael to exclude people from the bris of Yisrael. Which is unbelievable, because since it is a covenant, so it's possible for the majority of the covenant to reject people and say that they're not considered to be keepers of the covenant, but they're out of the picture. In which case, they don't have any din. He compares this to the din of Amad Beyater Goyim about Shev Mitzvah B'nei Noah. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knocked out people from their covenant with Noah. Forget it. You're not in it anymore. That's all. You're just not in it. So if you're not in it, then you don't have any din.
What context did he do this?
He brings also Raya from Yibadlu Mikahal Agola at the time of Nehemiah, when they threatened anybody with, who doesn't come to the big meeting that they were making with the Gabinet. It says over there, Yechoram Reshuto V'Yibadel Mikahal Agola. What's the Yibadel Mikahal Agola? The parshas. You learn, it means we'll put you in Chayrim. We won't give you Aliyahs. The Tzatzefer means we'll make you not Jewish. That's pretty incredible. Sorry? No, he was talking about the Kuti. The Shiloh got the Kuti in Minnesota. What is this takana? But Lamaisa, there have been shuvas, legabe the Kiddushin of non-religious people. But in other words, somebody who throws off completely his shyness to Judaism, is he a true B'chol? Does he have to be shy for his Kiddushin? He goes through a marriage and so on. So this is like just a tip of an iceberg, but again, how much the bris literally defined the nature of Yisrael. Is it possible to just drop out? You know, the famous conservative truth of dropping out the kahuna if you need to marry a Yoret, you know. You resign the kahuna.
In that sense,
yeah, it's more than that. The Demus Yonah, as Tosis brings, we've spoken about this on many occasions, the Demus Yonah, there are some that learned that Demus Yonah was what Yaakov Avinu had buried, Tachas Eila B'Shechem, and they found that and they were worshipping it. Which brings a long closure to a very long story. They were coming from Lavan, and they're running away, they're entering Eretz Yisrael, there's people that are invading Eretz Yisrael, they're taking over. It's a wild story, and of course, as Barnett is pointing out, this is where Yehoshua leads everybody, and never mentions the same Elah. I mean, it's like unbelievable. This thing keeps turning up again. Fine. So now, what exactly the implication? Let's take a look at some stories over here. Rabbi Zeir Rabasi come to the Pundika in Yai. Have any idea where that is? Right here? No? Okay. Isla Iklu Lepundika de Yai. Aitu the Kamayu Beitim HaMetzumakot B'Yai. So they bring them this delicious treat, in which you take eggs and you let them sit there and cook and cook and cook in wine for a very long time. And they're mixed with wine itself. In other words, their mitsumakot means they've cooked so long that they've actually become tiny. Right? The mitzumeh. You cut them up, mix them with wine, and you have this very, very tasty dish. But the problem is that wine, of course, is chayev and trumas and maisers, even though eggs aren't. And they brought this to serve to Reb Zera and Rabasi. Now, Reb Zera, he wouldn't eat. And Rabasi eats. So after Rabasi finishes, which is a very important thing, when somebody's eating something not kosher, let him finish first. So this is a serious issue, which I'll discuss in a moment. So after he eats, Rabbi Zera asks him, V'lo chayesh ma'la taruv is d'mai? I mean, weren't you concerned with the fact that the wine in these eggs was basically d'mai? And this is amaratzim over here. Oh, my way, why about that? Sorry. So he said, you know, I actually didn't even think about it. So I'm Rebbe Zera. So this is the same Rebbe Zera that we had yesterday worrying about this. Rebbe Zera said, gosh, after Gozerot Tarov is my Mistayim Yusra Batsu Lamechal Isura. How could it be that there was such a Gezera and that they would be he would have been Nikshal to eat something that's Usur? Doesn't make sense. Because after they have done Shatzadikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Tekala Yadam Tzadikim Atzman Al Koshikim. If an animal owned by a Tzadik doesn't eat Isser, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow Isser to be fallen, so certainly we'll see what that case is later, tomorrow. But certainly a Tzadik himself wouldn't come to a matzah where he's eating Isser. Not like Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera went out to discover what the din is of a Tarobis Demai. Dark, and he was Vadaik Veshkak, and he found that indeed he was right in concluding that there's no Isser of eating Tarobis Demai. Titznan. Halokeach Yai. Somebody, should say the Tanya actually, because there's no such Mishnah. Halokeach Yai in Latef Latocha Murias or Latocha Aluntit. Somebody who buys wine from Nama Oretz, and he wants to mix this wine in a dip, either Murias or Aluntit, which is that drink mixture. Karshini lasot mehim techinin. Techinin is also like a tchina dip that you have karshinin with. Adakshim lasot mehim resisin. Again, resisin is the same thing that we would call tchina salad. It's a dip that's made now with adashim. In all of these cases, he's chayav mishum demai. He certainly would have to be choshish that what he buys needs to take off meiser. Ein tzarich lomar mishum vadai. Certainly, if he knows that they weren't meiser, and the seller says, look, I never meiser them, obviously he would have to take off meiser. However, if he buys a container of trina that has this stuff in it, he doesn't have to worry. Vein atzman mutarin. Mipnei she'ein ta'arovet. Since they're a mixture, there was no takona on a mixture. But remember that the whole din of demai is a fiction, in a sense, that the Chachomim made. Similar to this idea of the Kutim. Most Amei Ha'aretz do take off mice, or did take off mice. So when we asser, it meant that we assered something which Meikar HaDin is considered to be mice. Now the question is, what are the circumstances that we asser? We know that we made Napkamiyah such as you're allowed to give Aniyim Demai. So we didn't want to make it difficult for Aniyim. Somebody is traveling in certain circumstances, he can eat demai. One of the other things that we said is, we did not make a takana demai, that every product that you buy in a store that has something in it that might be demai, you have to worry about it. So if you buy the product directly, the thing directly, or if you're buying wine, the fact that you want to mix the wine, that's not the issue. But if you're buying something that has wine sauce in it, you don't have to worry about the mitras of the wine sauce, yeah?
But that's where the wine, though, is the tofu, it's not the ikar of the dish.
Yeah.
Does this have any ramifications in
custom? No, because this is unique to demai. This is where they made the takon in the first place. And so Memela, it turned out that they were okay. Now, there's a subtext over here in terms of the question of an Issa Drabona. Let's take a look at what's happening. First of all, why did not Rabbi Zera tell Rabasi, don't eat that? What about the Shash Issa over here? So, I mean, it's difficult to believe that you allow somebody to eat a nice trefa salami and then tell him, by the way, there was no extra on that, man. Right? Clearly, that's not the point, that we let him enjoy his meal first. So, the diet that's made over here is Rebbe. The diet that's made over here is that unless you know Vadai, you don't correct your Rebbe. But you can ask it. So if I tell you before, it's like I'm correcting you. I'm telling you, don't eat that. You ate it, and then you want to find out, so why did you eat it? Now, there's a chutzpah to say, don't eat that. Unless you know for sure, but he didn't know for sure. It turned out, in fact, that it wasn't even us. So that's one approach.
But he doesn't eat it still.
The other question is, the chwal. Would that have been true on a b'raisa? Is that only true on the Rabbonan? The only diet that you can have over the years is the Rabbonan. As a matter of fact, some taina that demai may be even less than a normal drabona. Because the same way that we're matir that it was never made in certain circumstances. So perhaps the non-knowledge of it, the chal isn't even an answer. But that leads to the other problem. Why are you worried about the hemta chotzadikin on something that is only a takona drabonan? This implies that there is an innate iser drabonan. In other words, the question is like this. What's the mock of an Issa Drabonan? The fact that the Torah said, don't be worried against the Rabbonim. You have to listen to them. Suppose I have every intention of listening to them. I have no idea that this was a problem. Did I do an Issa before? I didn't even do an Issa. Because the mocker of the Issa was only, don't rebel. I'm not rebelling. So what did he do that Rabbi Zera should say, gosh, ain't that going to work? Maybe Takala Yadam. It's not even a Takala. Because the Takala in the Rabbonim consists of the fact that I knew it was a takola. The implication over here is that when Rabbanu created Isser, it actually defined some reality. Now this food becomes Isser. What would be the basis of such a thing? Where's the mocker and the ferret of such a thing? Now it's possible, and this is also an important yesod b'chlal, that Tosa said earlier, the whole concept of Einah Kodesh Baruch Hu may be takola al yonam. Tosa brings many examples of cases where Tabir HaKhamim did plenty of things wrong by accident. Famous case in Shabbos, where it was ma to the ner on Shabbos, right? I mean, certainly it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be maybe a takola. It means that b'nogea yisuri achila alone is something that someone would not have wanted to eat. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give him that matzav of eating this. You'll notice it's always nogea achila, and that's how it's nogea behemtan shel tzadikim. Because the behemtan shel tzadikim is what's being addressed by achila, obviously. Okay, so this is, the Tosis points that it's only limited to achila. Once that's true, then the idea of here could not necessarily could not be a din in Isser Mamish, but an Isser in intent. In other words, if had I known about it, because that was the story before, did they know about the Takana of Ramil Beit Dinai? If they had known about it, would they have rejected it? If they would have rejected it, fine. You got, what are you going to say? Oh, the fact that God didn't let them eat it is a riot that it must have been altar. Or the fact, better yet, the fact that they ended up eating it is a riot that God didn't approve of the Takana of Ramil Beit Dinai. Certainly not going to say that. So the idea over here is the violation of a person's own rosh. So if this is something that I would not have wanted to eat as a tzaddik, then I got a problem. Doesn't give me something that I wouldn't have wanted to eat. In which case, the whole thing is under gaya. It's nothing with proving that it's an issa drabonim. It's not to violate what I would have wished to have.
What? I don't want to go against the rest of my
maybe something like that. I mean, it's possible. It's not what Tosis is saying. Tosis is saying there's something maguna about Achila itself. Well, I'm just adding, I'm suggesting the issue over here is in the sense that it violates the way I want to relate to the world.
What about a fear of choking? I mean, if you
try to eat, I mean, that's possible. He didn't eat yet. Tell him before. Others say a really wild shot, which is that Rabbi Zera was sure if it was trafe, he wouldn't eat it because they had got a problem and maybe takola, you know. So therefore, he let him eat it. That's sort of a chassidus shemaisa. That's a fly in the soup, and the Rebbe is eating it. How could it be a fly? It must be the neshama of a tzaddik. The neshama is supposed to eat it. Okay, so it continues the Gemara like this. So we're learning now that you can go ahead and eat taruvas d'mai, correct? Asks the Gemara of Alo Gozer al Taruvas. You're telling me there's no such gizera v'atanya. Hanotein l'shchenato isa le'efod. Dira l'vashon. Very often, until very recently, only a one person in an area would have an oven that they could cook on. And the other neighbors would ask the right to use the oven. So, someone who gives to a shechen, He gives to the woman of the house some isa, some goat to bake, or some things to cook. And now the problem is when he comes and collects it, how does he know that she hasn't switched something on it? He is a cauldron, he's a cauldron of the mice of the saor, the tavlin, whatever was chayish. Ain't no koshesh, the saor, the tavlin, shomba. He doesn't have to be chayish, not al shviyas, and al smicer. She didn't switch anything on it. The Imam Allah, Sibi Mishalaihi, but if he says to her, how about if I order a loaf of bread? This woman sells bread. So then you got a problem with the tavlin, or with the sa'or. Now, why is that? Isn't it a taruvis? So, how do you explain that? There, chosheish l'sa'or v'tavlin, shabam mishum shvi'it, mishum ma'aser. So, answers the Gemara, shining out them, it's very different over there. Tekimen dekar malah, Sibi Mishalaihi, commanda or v'yatayim dami. As we said, if you want to buy your own wine and then mix it, of course you have to take off Trumas and Maisa from the wine house to mine. It's only if you bought a product on the store shelf that's already mixed. But over here, when you order from somebody else who is not Shomer, you say, will you put in some of your wine into my trolling?
That's the same thing as you're taking wine and putting it in the shulchan. So over there, you have to make sure that the wine indeed is not a problem of Trumas and Isis. Rafram Amar. Rafram says the whole thing is not a question. Shiny Sa'or V'Tavlin V'Latayna Ovi. V'Tayna Lo Batil. The issue over here is that since this is something that is the ikur of the Tavshil, it's, and as Scott pointed out before, when we say that Tarovet is not Batil, Tarovet is Batil, it's not choshev enough to make it a kanaan, but that's not where it's the ikur of the thing. But since over here the whole taste is dependent on Sarva Tavlin, that's considered to be like an ikur of a thing, but maybe it's not Batil, it's true Lagabe, Dinim of Tarovet too. So the same way that it's not Batil and it's Tarovet, its status becomes as an independent entity. We have to look at it as if you're buying it off the shelf directly, not as a mixture. Yes, but then I got another problem. You're saying now that there's no issue of worrying that somebody's going to do a little switch on you. You give them something to cook, they're giving it back to you. I mean, I'll tell you something. Anybody who brings in a diamond to be set in a ring knows perfectly well that he better sit there and watch the guy do it. Because otherwise, what he's going to get back is a zircon. So, I mean, over here, how do you know that you haven't given A, you're getting back B, and she's keeping A? And in fact, it said, Hanotin lecha moto. I mean, if you're giving your mother-in-law something to cook for you, you better make sure that you take maaser what you get back. Besides taking maaser what you give her, because you're not allowed to give, the chaver's not allowed to give something that's not kosher either. So since you got to assume your mother-in-law is going to steal your stuff, so mamela, he has to be maaser twice. Once what he gives and once what he takes. You have to be afraid that she's going to switch something that she thinks isn't very good for some other ingredient. Okay, as a mother-in-law, I mean, come on. Husband getting any time over there, explains, I'm Rav Yehuda. Rotsahi b'takanat bita. Doesn't want her daughters be eating this garbage that the Shmo is bringing home. So she wants to give good food. But she knows that if she tries to give good food, the Shmo is going to say, what's the matter? My food's not good enough for your daughter. So Mamela, she pretends that it's the food that he gave her. But Lamaisa, she switches it for something better. So over there, the intent is for good, I understand. So she's Borsha Michatana. She doesn't want to tell her son-in-law that this stuff is no good. So therefore, you have to be chayish that she's going to give you something better. But if you go ahead and you give to a neighbor, the neighbor's not going to do any good for you, not going to do any bad for you. You can rely that it's fine. Indeed, Uliyama lo chayish. You mean to tell me that in general we're not afraid that people do a switch on you? But na'anotein the pundakit shalom. Now, in those days, usually, you had a pundakit. In other words, there were no dorms. Well, a pundakit was a pretty ongoing relationship in which somebody was learning in a particular area would stay by a certain person, and this was like the equivalent of a dorm. It's important to make that distinction because otherwise, and we'll see Tosis points out the distinction, otherwise we'll have a problem with a shachin. But if somebody gives to a pundakit, he's got the same problem. He has to be ma'aser chunotein la, vechunotein mena. He has to take maaser, both what he gives her to cook up for him, and what he takes back from her. B'nei shechashuda machlefet over there. Now over there, notice, it doesn't say shechashuda machlefet amit kalkel. We're afraid she's going to switch it on him. So if she's going to switch it on him, so she may switch it under any circumstances. Now, that's also because her intent is for good. At least it's not Rashi meant. Hatam nami burya v'amra. She says to herself, no, I'm such a good woman. Babe Rab Lechokam, let me give nice warm stuff to this poor young student. Ma'ana Echo Karira, and I'll eat the cold stuff. Maybe she's going to switch it on him. Tosa says, no, that's not how to read it. This is to be said, Beloshin Tema. What? This jerk is going to eat the nice good food and I'm going to eat the cold food? What the heck? And she got to say, Tosa says, that's the Loshin of Muria. Muria means to be Mora Heter. It's not that she's Mora something good. In any event, there's a reason over there for what she's going to do. And here's why we have to make that distinction. By the Shachain, there's no Mora. There's no basis of Mora Heter. By the Pundakit, there is a Mora Heter because she feels that she takes care of him. And she deserves a little care too. So, you know, why should he get the better one of it? But a shachen, or in the case of the pundikadai, the yai that we had before, where it's a y over there, aren't you chayish for machalefet? You know, all those cases. Normally, where somebody's going in and out, that's not a problem. It's where you have a long-term relationship. Somebody can be barat. Over there, you've got a problem. Ask the Gemara of the Chalukah, the Cheshina, I can't accept this. But we trust people not to switch what you give them, is what you're telling me. V'atanya. Eshet chaver tochenet yimeshet ha-ma'aretz b'zman shehit me'ah, avolo b'zman shehit tahora. So here, again, Rashi has a pirush that does not seem to hold if you look in the actual sugya. What Rashi learns is that it means like this. It's just because it argues with him. Rashi says it means that an Eshet Chaver, who is normally is going to be makpid not to eat anything from the Eshet HaMa'aretz, if she's Tmei'ah, this Eshet Chaver, and she therefore is used to being very careful when she's Tmei'ah not to touch food. He says, want to be Matamei to eat. So now, if she goes into the woman's, her neighbor's house, and she's going to help her grind, she's going to take a distance from the things that she's grinding. She's not going to take any of it, put it in her mouth. Avalob is manchi Torah, because if she's Torah, so then we're afraid that she's going to touch. Maybe she'll forget and she'll eat. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, ap is manchi Tmeyah lo titchon, she shouldn't help her grind, even if she is Tmeyah, bipnei, because even though she won't accidentally put something in her mouth, but chavertan no tenet lo avokelet, her friend, who is used to giving, she's not makbid, whether she's Tmeyah or not, she's not Ma'aretz. So she may simply say, here, have a little piece, and we just ground this up. Have it, what do you think? And without thinking, she'll put it into her mouth, and then she'll be eating Yisr, so just stay away from it. Now, hashtem migzal goza, say, look for me, boy. Now, over here, this woman is ready to steal, right? Because the friend, okay, Mela, the woman who's doing it is going to accidentally just put it in her mouth, forgetting that she's got somebody else's stuff. But the wife of the Amoritz, she's going to be taking some of the food. It doesn't belong to her. It's her husband's stuff. She's going to be taking this food and giving it to this woman. What right does she have to give it to a woman? What a chutzpah. So she's a gazlanit. So kosher came. She's going to switch. If she's ready to steal, why won't she switch? Now, Tosfos says, first of all, that doesn't make any sense. Because normally a husband is not makban on a wife a little bit. You share something, then somebody comes in for a piece of coffee, you have to call up your husband at work and say, do I have the right to give a piece of cake with coffee to my friend? That's part of the normal understanding that a woman has a right to take in a house. So why would that be called considered to steal? Not to mention the fact that the whole sugya over there is mashma, that you're not allowed to help the halal, someone who themselves is not makbid unto the Mitzayra. It's called Misayel Ve'aver. You're not allowed to be tochenet with her. In general, the whole sugya doesn't make sense. So Tosis explains this, both Rabbeinu Fanano and the Rabbeinu Tam explain that the case over here is that it's the Chover's tzvua. It's not the Amor's tzvua. The opposite case of Rashi. And the point over here is that if the Eshes Amoritz knows that she's Tmeya, so there's the Eshes Amoritz now understands, she tells the Eshes Chaver, look, you know, I can be, she also knows when she's Tmeya that she's not going to touch the Tmeya. Over there she won't touch it, but if she considers herself to be Tahora, we don't accept that Tahora, so then she's not going to be careful. Comes along now Rav Shimon HaLazar and says, no, even if she is Tmeya, because her friend, meaning another friend that comes in to join this little friendly Tchina session, her friend may take, so she'll walk into the house and say, oh, that looks good, take a piece in order to take it to eat. So now, in that case, she considers herself to be Tahara, she'll give her some, and she'll eat it, which means that she would just walk into the house, take somebody else's food. That's the point. And that's already Gezela. So if she's ready, we're afraid that the Chavira is going to steal. So why wouldn't we be afraid that she's Machlefet? So Ashtemigzo goes, if you look for me, boy. If she's ready to steal, is there any question that she would certainly switch?
Rav Yosef, Hosam Nami Muri of Amra. Over there, she's more ahead to herself. And she says, Tura mi dishe ka'acha. It says, lo taksom shor b'disho. If you can't stop an animal from eating when he's working. Here, we women are sitting here grinding away for these lousy men. And what are they going to do? They're going to shut our mouths? Lo taksom shor b'disho. So I have a right to eat. And these two fine young women are working away from Tosis's trap, working away on his food, I'll take some and feed it to them. Because that's what you should do. So over there, there's always that orat etzer. There's always this feminist undertone to everything. So in the male, okay, but that doesn't mean that they're going to go do something with this no basis to be more ahead of the clock. Now, Haid Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaros, we bring this in because it's Nogea, the same question of Be'emtan Shal Tzadikim, as we'll see at the end of the story. So, Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaros, who was a brother-in-law to Rabbi Meir, went and told Rabbi, he was made before Rabbi, a story about Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir once ate a slice of lettuce in Beit Shan. And he didn't take any meiser from it. And on that basis, he tir Rebbe at Beit Shan Kula al Yado. Rebbe said, well, obviously in Beit Shan you don't have to take off trumas or meisers. Now this drove everybody absolutely bananas. It made him, people were outraged. Chivru ala vechavu Beit Aviv. So everybody came to attack Rebbe on this insane sock of his. Mokom shavotecha vavotavotecha nagobo yisur atatin hokbo heter. For generations we've been taking off trumas and meisers in Beit Shan, and now you're claiming that there's no need to take off trumas and meisers. Apparently he held, as we're going to go into this later, that Beit Shan was not part of the Yerusha, at least the Yerusha Shnia. Darashlan Mikra says, so he says, you know, to all those people who don't like Chidush, take a look what happens. V'chitet nachash hanakoshet. Asher asa Moshe, ki ad hayamim ha'ema, hayu b'nei Yisrael mekatrin lo v'yikra lo nechushtan. Chizkiyo goes out, and he does the most unbelievable thing. He takes the Nachash HaNechoshet, which Moshe Rabbeinu made, my God, it's a very nice relic to have from the most Yitzias Mitzrayim. He grinds it up. Why does he grind it up? Because people have been worshipping it. They give it the name, the Nechushtan. So he says, I'm getting rid of this thing. Now I ask you, Epsha ba'atza v'lo b'yaro, bo'yaw shafat v'lo b'yaro. We know we had a number of revolutions against Avodah Zorah in the history of Klal Yisrael, led by Asa and Yehoshaphat. They blew up the places of the Baal and all the Avodah Zorahs. I mean, this was serious stuff. And somehow or other, nobody realized that we should get rid of the Nachash HaNechoshet. How do you explain that? Did they not destroy every Avodah Zorah in the world? So will you not turn around and say to Chizkiyo, ah, Chizkiyo, ah, chutzpah. You come generations later and you decide you know better than our forefathers. How do you know better than our forefathers? Ella, makomi nikula avotavli p'gadirabo. Earlier generations always leave something for later generations to handle. I mean, after all, if there's nothing more to be done, what's the point of living? So therefore, essentially, the past leaves things for the future always. And that way they can become great. Mm-hmm. So nobody thought of being Matir Beit Shan. I thought of it. There you go. So put up a plaque and say, Yehuda was a genius. He was Matir Beit Shan instead of sitting here and ganging up on me. Mikan. From this story we learn that the Talmid Chacham, Shamar Dvar Halakha, comes along at Talmud Chacham. He has a tremendous chiddush. Then Ein Mezichinoto. In Amrila in Maznichinoto, Amrila in Maschichinoto. It's not clear what the Lashon is. We'll see each one of these Lashonas means something else. In Maznichinoto means we don't push him away. Like it says, V'lo Yizach HaKoshen Me'al HaEfod. It means don't try to tell him that, no, you know, forget about it, don't think about this, you should do tshuva, be martyr that the way in which it was done is the correct way. Man yomer in maznichin, Mazdikim is just to make fun of him, but to be Mavaze, he lo yiznak lo olam Hashem. It's a lotion of Hazanaka. Mazchichim.
Not like the
ones, not abandonment. Yeah, it means an abandonment with, you know, forget what the doc abandonment discussed. In Mazchichim, it could mean either to say, you're just a stuck up, no good thinking, that's why it is that you're. So matzichim is lashon of zichut hadad, or matzichim could mean to forcibly lift him up above it. This is less likely. Richie, where do we get the lashon of matzichim? It's not misharabu zichuchei halev rabu bachloket Yisrael. When stuck up people don't pay enough attention to what they're being taught, and instead they have to sit there thinking about what they want to say. And they are, so many of them now, nobody knows anything. They get into machlokas. Because of that, and we don't say to him, why did you come up with this Siddush? Because you're interested in having something new to say. No, that's not what we said. Anyway, we're in the middle of this, obviously, because otherwise we don't know why it was brought here.